Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Future Proof Me mini episode. These episodes share golden pieces of advice to help us all thrive and adapt in future.
This week's episode is all about staying current with your skills in a fast-changing world of work, and this applies to us all.
It certainly does.
In this episode, we hear from drone and technology expert Dr. Catherine Ball, whom we featured on the show about a year and a half ago, I think.
Yeah, about that.
She's a Brisbane-based dynamo and a passionate believer in accessible lifelong learning.
In this episode, Kath focuses on how important it is for corporates and individuals to think about retraining in order to keep up with where technology is taking us all.
Plus, she shares some great resources as well, which we'll put on the show notes page.
Yeah, and we might even add a few too. Here's Kath now with her advice on reskilling.
The idea that you can take skill sets and actually retrain people in technologies such as cybersecurity are lost on a lot of people. So if you were a corporate, for example, and to fire someone or make someone redundant and then to hire someone new, if you can find them with the skill sets that you want, that will cost you, let's say, $150,000. To retrain a person that's been with your company for 10 or 20 years, who may be in a non-technical role, retrain them in something like cybersecurity, you're looking at $20,000 to $30,000. Why would you get rid of someone when you could retrain someone? So I actually think in terms of our future employment, this is less about job titles, it's less about qualifications, and it's more about inherent skill sets and aptitude. So we have a number of different organizations in Australia who are now doing aptitude testing to see who is really good at, say, a cybersecurity role. And they can identify this from high schoolers all the way through to military veterans, for example. That, for me, I think is key. So this is not necessarily to do with, you know, oh, I don't have a degree. Who cares? My mum did law as a mature student. My father never got a degree. They both went on to have wonderful careers in the things that they enjoyed. You can retrain and relearn some of these skills. And I think this is where universities are finally cracking on, in that they actually want to have a never graduate student, and they want you to be a student forever. They want you to constantly be dipping back into expertise, cutting edge things, retraining, and constantly imbibing from the fountain of knowledge. And I couldn't agree with that more, as long as it's affordable and as long as it's open to everybody in society. The internet, I think, will be a savior to a certain extent. You can now access courses online in ways that you could never do when I was a student. You can access free courses from MIT online if you want to learn about some of these things. There's an Australian startup called Kaggle, K-A-G-G-L-E, that were recently bought by Google a year or so ago. They actually have free cybersecurity and coding courses for you to do online that they do as part of their corporate social responsibility. But if someone's listening to this and going, oh, God, cybersecurity's got nothing to do with me, I would say, well, you're very wrong for a start. Every single job is going to have a cybersecurity aspect to it. Every single job is going to have a digital aspect to it. And you can sit there for 3 hours on Facebook, or you can watch Netflix for 3 hours, or you can go online and find some courses to do that will cost you $100 here or free or $20 there. There's so many ways to look for things yourself.
That's a great call to action. It really is. Let's say you do all these courses and you train yourself up. What's your advice in terms of actually then trying to move roles or move jobs or industries? Because that's often what people want to do mid-career.
Network. Oh my gosh, your network is your net worth, right? So you can go and apply for 100 jobs, but if you know somebody that you've met at an event or you've been connected with via someone in your network, that is just such the easiest way into looking. I got to the point when I was never actually applying for jobs, I was headhunted into them. And that was so refreshing because applying for jobs is so soul destroying. You need to put the groundwork in so that people who are in the industries that you might be interested in, you have to go join the associations, right? So if you want to get into engineering, join Engineers Australia. If you want to, you know, work in cybersecurity, look at some of the associations and some of the federal government meetings and get-togethers and meetups and various groups where you can go along and meet people that are working in those industries. Developing your network inside the industries that you want to move into, huge.
You can really hear the passion in Kath Ball's voice there, can't you?
Yeah, you certainly can. And, you know, we all need to be thinking about how we can keep our skill set current without getting stressed or overwhelmed about it, though.
Yeah, totally agree. As Kath says, there's plenty of online choices. And of course, if learning online isn't your thing, then everywhere from universities to the likes of General Assembly, another in-person learning is also possible.
Exactly.
Well, that's this episode done and dusted. A request from us before we go. If you're getting value out of what we're sharing here, then please rate and review our show on your podcast app of choice. It's a small thing to do that can have a pretty big impact, so we'd really appreciate it.
Thank you in advance. And in the meantime, stay safe, stay well, and ciao for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.